Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, as usual, is Joel Skousen on Friday morning. And, Chris, these are very exciting times, we might say, because you're beginning to see the beginning and early stages of the destruction of the world economy. Now, how soon it's going to come about, we don't know. Certainly the market down 500 points yesterday, back up this morning a little bit. Gold and silver down dramatically yesterday, back up. I think that you're seeing the instability that you would anticipate as country after country throughout the world faces the consequences of massive debt. And, of course, when you have massive debt as a nation, where are you going to be able to borrow the money so you can continue spending money you don't have and living on borrowed money? Well, people can't get by with doing that, and nations can't get by doing that, at least not indefinitely. But you don't have to worry. Why, Monday this week, Congress passed legislation that's going to allow us to borrow more money. And this is one of the greatest scams, but I hope Joel will explain to you what really happened with this legislation that I suspect most members of Congress hadn't even read. But go right ahead, Joel. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Stan. Just a word about the markets. Increasingly, investors are simply following a herd instinct. It's more about what do I do to make money rather than am I investing because of the economic fundamentals. So when things flow upwards, and this is what makes it very easy for government brokers and other things major banks that are tied to the Fed to manipulate the stock market and simply start an upward trend and help the people who jump on the bandwagon follow on, which is what is happening today after this 1,400-point fall since July 21st. So what I'm saying is that investors are just, in essence, not following truly investment instincts. They're just saying, you know, what do we think the rest of the world is going to do? And that's how they vote with their money. Well, the debt ceiling really is what I call no solution and a bad precedent. The debt deal, which avoided the partial default on maturing bond issues, was both praised and derided as a breakthrough. I'm in the latter camp. I really think it was a fraud. The deal has done nothing to postpone the bickering about spending and revenue until the end of November. But it did change the rules by which the future will be debated. Glenn Beck put it this way, Republicans and Democrats have just negotiated away the future of our children. Well, he's about 10 years or 20 years too late in that statement. We've negotiated away the future of the children long ago, and it's gone right now. It's never coming back. Just a matter of playing the with the accounting so that it doesn't appear that, you know, real collapse is coming, even though we're fully bankrupt now. Well, I'll take up the claim about the super secret commerce a little later in the interview, but our future of our children is already gone. As I said, this nation's already bankrupt, and neither the politicians nor the public have the will to do what's right, to rein in spending, war, waste, and fraud. Even though I believe the point of collapse is a lot further down the line than most people on our side of the political spectrum are predicting, it is coming eventually, and you can bet the powers that be will create some terrible conflict before that time arrives to ensure that the ultimate blame for this fiasco gets swallowed up in the ensuing mayhem. Of course, they will claim it was not their fault. It will all just have to start over with a new currency, new bonds, and new debt. Well, in reality, the details of the debate and the eternal bickering we will hear from now on are irrelevant to our future solvency, which is gone. And it's important to know what the rules, however, are that have changed. There are no cuts so far, only $21 billion in fiscal year 2012 and $42 billion in fiscal year 2013. So you notice that they've authorized $917 billion of increased debt in the limit. And yet the cuts won't even start until 2012, and they're a measly $21 billion. I mean, who are we kidding here? This is just a charade. Obama, of course, wants to defer most of the cuts to the latter part of the decade and leave room at the beginning of this process for more stimulus money. Well, it's no wonder that he foresees the need of more stimulus money given the anemic state of the economy. Even if you actually get $1 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years, that's just really amounts to only $100 billion per year, which is a pittance relative to the size of this debt of $14 trillion plus, going towards $15 trillion. Federal revenues currently stand at approximately $2.2 trillion a year and are likely to remain stagnant as the recession continues, and our outlays are $3.7 trillion and projected to grow each year. In short, this process can't be stopped. The budget deal will only slow the rate at which the income and outflow are diverging. As Peter Schiff adds, some might say that the primary goal of this deal is to avoid the dreaded credit rating downgrade. Unfortunately, the deal addresses none of the rating agency's stated grievances. If they fail to follow through on their downgrade warnings, the rating agencies, Schiff says, will lose their credibility, or what credibility they have left. Well, yes man rating agency Moody's sustained the current U.S. rating. Talk about a real yes man, but of course warned of future downgrades only to help the rating agency avoid the criticism, that they are pure puppets, playing like they're independent, but they're really not. Downgrades, of course, in a rating agency grading of U.S. bonds will lead to higher interest rates that it takes to attract people to buy our bonds, just like in Greece. Remember the interest rate needed to attract people to Greek bonds now exceeds 31%, and even then there are very, very few buyers. What good is 31% if it's never going to get paid? Franklin Sanders sees the core issue. He's the runs the Money Changer newsletter. He says, here's why the debt ceiling deal did nothing. It made no structural changes. U.S. economic woes arise from government spending contributing to over 50% of the income. Government is 50% of the economy. Until that is reduced, and it won't be, no change has taken place. Now here's a review of the new way in which Congress will debate these issues in the future. It won't be pretty, but it will be a prelude. And this is an important point I make in today's brief of how messy a similarly drafted balanced budget amendment would act if it is riddled with the same kind of loopholes and budget control acts.
Hold that thought, Joel. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321.
We are AT&T, and our network, the future isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening today, right now. And we're constantly striving to deliver more possibilities to more people every day. The planned combination of AT&T and T-Mobile would deliver our next-generation mobile broadband experience to 55 million more Americans, many in small towns and rural communities just like yours. What does that mean to you? More cell sites, better service, and a better overall network experience that keeps you connected to what's important to you. From a simple phone call to a friend to the most advanced data download for your business, so you can keep track of which crops you fertilized with the GPS application, or use video chat to ask your dad how to restart the baler. Best of all, you'll have the power to choose a network that delivers greater access to all the things you want whenever you want them, because that's what a network of possibilities is all about. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, Joel Skelton. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the Budget Control Act of 2011. That's the debt deal that was just passed. Let's talk about what it really does. The bill would authorize raising the debt ceiling in two stages by an amount between $2.1 trillion and $2.4 trillion overall. In stage one, $917 billion in new debt is authorized right now with no cuts whatsoever. Those cuts come sooner, as we'll talk about, or come later. As soon as the president certifies that the Treasury is within $100 billion of its limit, a debt ceiling increase to $400 billion is immediately authorized. Of course, that's already been done just as soon as it was signed. Congress then has 50 days from Wednesday to adopt a resolution of disapproval and to overcome an anticipated president veto, and that would take a supermajority. Unless disapproved, the remainder of the first $917 billion would be released. So, in other words, Obama has the power, and Congress has to stop him, and it takes a two-thirds majority to stop him. If the debt ceiling increase is successfully disapproved, which I don't think it will be, the rest of the $917 billion increase would not be authorized, and an immediate sequester would go into play. Now, a sequester is an actual spending cut across all departments, indiscriminately, with various exceptions for programs sacred to liberals, which I'll list later. Now, this procedure of triggering budget caps is actually beneficial, but that only comes in if, in fact, the debt increases. Stage two, when the president again certifies that the Treasury is within $100 billion of its limit, he may request a debt limit increase between $1.2 and $1.5 trillion. And the amount depends on the size of the deficit reduction by the Joint Committee, this gang of 12 that they're talking about, meaning that if they don't cut spending enough in this committee or raise enough tax revenue, the deficit will have to go up by that failed amount. There's a balanced budget amendment in the BCA, or the Budget Control Act. Both houses of Congress would be required to vote on a balanced budget amendment. I mean, talk about meaningless, Stan. What difference does it make if you suckered a lot of these Tea Party Republicans into voting this thing on the fact that there was a balanced budget amendment requirement in here? But it wasn't a requirement. It's just a requirement to vote on it, so they can vote no and then just go on merrily on their way.
But then the balanced budget amendment, even if it did get through in a couple of years, really wouldn't accomplish anything because there are all sorts of holes in it.
Well, you know, obviously there are going to be a lot of loopholes in that, just like there are a lot of loopholes in here when I talk about the spending caps. The first stage deals only with cutting spending. The bill places discretionary spending caps on programs that need appropriations bills each year for their funding. The bill names separate spending caps for security spending and for non-security spending. The Gang of 12, in this stage two, will present a bipartisan bicameral committee report. This is known as the Joint Committee, less formally known as the Gang of 12. This committee is charged with achieving at least a $1 trillion in deficit deduction over the next decade from further discretionary cuts, savings in entitled programs, or new revenues. Now, if Congress does not approve the Joint Committee bill, which is unlikely because only a simple majority is necessary to pass, and no amendments or filibusters are allowed. By the way, these are the same rules of any Joint Reconciliation Committee recommendation that comes before the House and the Senate. At present, this is a more dangerous fast-track approach favored by the powers that be to structure bills that they really want passed. But it does not represent, as we'll talk about it in a few minutes, this dreaded dictatorial super Congress, which many conservative websites are talking about. If the bill falls short of its goal, that is, of cutting spending to match, so the basic principle here is that the cutting and spending has to match the debt ceiling increase. It doesn't really cut spending overall, it just slows the rate of growth. But in any case, if it doesn't match the debt ceiling increase, then the Office of Management and Budget is directed to sequester, that is, not spend or hold hostage, the amount of money needed to make up the difference between what is approved and the $1.2 trillion goal. Now, across-the-board cuts are never just, but at least it keeps politicians from stopping the cutting process. Now come the sacred cows that are protected from the hatchet. And this is important to realize that there's no way that anything is going to pass relative to a debt ceiling bill or a budget balance budget amendment unless these sacred cow welfare and entitlement bills are protected from spending cuts. So we talk about the fact that automatic cuts would be triggered by a failure to approve the committee's recommendations. And I would give it maybe a 50-50 chance, because it's so damaging politically to people to vote against people's benefits. But in point of fact, if in fact they don't approve the committees, what will be capped by these automatic triggers is hardly anything. The things that are not capped, that are exempt from these spending cuts, are food stamps, which is huge. 40% of Americans are on food stamps. Temporary assistance for needy families, supplement security assistance for families, family support. I didn't even know all these programs existed, Stan. Supplemental nutrition assistance program, commodity supplement food program, Medicaid child care, entitlements to states are exempt, refundable income tax credits are exempt, child nutrition programs, child health insurance trust funds, federal Pell grants, student aid, black lung disability fund, health care trust funds, Indian and tribal Indian trust funds are all exempt. You say, why are these trust funds exempt? If they've got money in a trust fund, why do they need to be as part of this program? It's because, as I've explained before, there are no money in these trust funds. They're empty. There are no bank accounts associated with them. The government has to actually put money into their accounts each year for them to spend what's in their account. Now, unfortunately,
there's no money in the accounts, or is it because government has borrowed all the money from the trust funds?
Actually, there never was any money to borrow, Stan. They simply spent it. I mean, it's just a complete fraud. When the head of the FDIC in the Reagan administration went before Secretary of Treasury Reagan to find out what bank his trust fund account was, and he said there never has been a bank account. And there never will be. The government will simply, you know, create money as you need it to bail out, banks that fail.
In other words, basically, when they told us there was a trust fund behind the money we had deposited in the banks in case the bank went down, they were lying to us. In other words, they said there was an FDIC trust fund. It was there to guarantee our savings. And it was all a lie?
Absolutely. There were never even any trust funds created. These are just paper entries, in somebody's journal, but there's no bank account. Never was a bank account. That's what the head of the FDIC found out. So it's really a fraud, and it's a cruel fraud because they keep talking about the trust fund. They keep talking about it's assured, and they're lying, just absolutely lying. Well, even though you notice the long list of what I gave of what was exempt from the cuts. So what is the cuts can attack are Head Start has got a big community for this kindergarten program that will cry bloody murder if it's cut. Community service block grants are capable of cutting. Housing assistance is capable of being cut. Nutritional assistance for women, infants, and children, and community health programs for the elderly. So obviously there's going to be a huge cry coming from HARP and other opposition groups if there are any cuts to these small areas. But what this really means is that the majority of the cuts will go towards probably defense spending and foreign aid, and there certainly should be a lot of cuts from foreign aid, but we'll just have to see if this really happens. You know, I'm just not sure that anybody's got the political clout to cut aid to Israel, for example, which is a huge sacred cow in the foreign policy area. As I said, stage one is likely to require some significant cuts in Department of Defense spending because its budget is simply the largest one in a security category that is susceptible to automatic cuts. Stage two is much more of a mystery.
That would be Medicare.
Pardon me?
Wouldn't they cut Medicare as well, Defense Department and Medicare?
Well, Defense Department isn't part of Medicare.
Wouldn't they cut Medicare, too, if this automatic cuts come in?
Yes. Medicare is susceptible to cuts. That is true. Right. Now, that is in the second category, which is non-defense spending. There are two categories that they will deal with, and they have separate caps and separate automatic triggers and cuts. It really gets kind of complicated, but I'm just trying to outline that when they start throwing these words around, your listeners will understand this is all because the Budget Control Act has changed the way that we will deal with cuts in categories now rather than individual areas.
And, Chris, Congress is going to be told you either vote to do what this committee says or you'll be responsible then for cuts in the Defense Department, cuts in Medicare, cuts in Head Start, and cuts for the senior. In other words, so it's almost like they're holding a club over the heads of the congressmen. You'll be responsible for gutting the Defense Department if you don't vote yes for what the committee recommends.
Yes, that's true, Stan, but that will be balanced again what the committee does actually represent, because they got to come up with the cuts, and nobody wants to do the cutting. That's the problem, because the one who suggests the cuts is going to get blamed for it.
Can't they also vote to increase taxes or at least take away all of our deductions so the government will get more money without cutting the tax, without raising tax rates? They'll simply do away with reductions, and we'll be paying higher taxes. That is an alternative that's really allowed in this legislation, isn't it?
It certainly is, Stan. They claimed that there were no tax increases in this legislation, but that isn't true. In fact, the accounting of this legislation already assumes that the Bush tax cuts will not be renewed, and that's a huge tax increase. So this is really true. Well, we're reaching the point where the credit of the USA is in question, as everyone realizes, but with this much debt, which will never be repaid, you know, there's no political will to stop it, especially from all the people who love government spending on their favorite welfare schemes, whether it's aid to dependent children, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or foreign aid to Israel. We have this mentality developing in America to, well, cut spending somewhere else, but not at my favorite entity. It's akin to the tax mentality of tax someone else but not me. This is a very destructive psychology that ultimately has everyone grabbing for all they can get out of government before the ship goes down. Principles be damned. Well, there are 22 heroes in the House who didn't bend to the political arm twisting of the Republican leadership. most of the Tea Party Republicans folded. And a lot of that was because they could get away with folding because it had a balanced budget requirement in it. It wasn't a requirement. It was a requirement simply to vote on it. And then it's done away with. But at least, there were 22 that held the line. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the false solutions that have been floating around in our movement that are getting way too much, coverage. Nothing is more typical of good people failing to think things through than Jason Hommel's piece advocating replacing the Fed with money created by Congress. He isn't the only one. I've seen at least a dozen versions from various conservatives saying, let's get rid of the Fed and we'll just have the government print the money. Now, even though, as you pointed out, Dr. Stand, it's always better to get the Fed out of there because you have more control with Congress and Congress isn't secret. Well, given that, there still is no virtue for government having fiat money powers any more than the Fed have fiat money powers. There is no need for the government to borrow more money to make payments on old debt, he said. The U.S. Treasury does not need to borrow from the Federal Reserve. It does not need to serve the Federal Reserve. The U.S. Treasury can be authorized by Congress to print U.S. Treasury notes directly like they used to do. Yeah, like in the Continental Congress and the greenback fiasco. They printed money, and it turned worthless, and there was a default on both of that printing. So much for Congress's ability to have any restraint. All fiat money, is my criticism, whether by Congress or the Fed, is inflationary, steals value from people, money.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Burner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Burner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And I am here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to your publication and, of course, how they can get your books on strategic relocation, the secure home, and the secure building a secure room in your home.
Thanks, Dan. People can go to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, to see a synopsis of the current brief, which will change this morning after we get off this interview, to the current brief. Then get a sample of what we're talking about today, because it is good to have on hand some of the details about this debt crisis situation. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com for a free sample issue. And also on my website, it describes in detail the various books that I have for sale in my other career as a preparedness expert and high security design specialist. My top seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third edition, all new color edition, with a whole new section on international retreats. And it's more than just on safe places. It has a tremendous amount of strategy, counsel, and advice on how to do contingency planning for those most of us who can't retreat to a rural area to live permanently, but we have to establish contingency plans. My largest book is called The Secure Home, everything from A to Z about high security design and construction or remodeling of your existing home or a new home or retreat, and how to implement all the features that I've developed over the years in my architectural work. It's over 700 pages, just a massive book. And the last book is a architectural plan book on how to implement a high security shelter in the home. It's about doing a safe room in an existing basement, which is most people's most economical way to do that. And all three of these books are available from Radio Liberty.
And by calling 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927. You can request Joel Skousen's books, or if you can remember the names, Strategic Relocation. That's Strategic Relocation, How to Build a Secure Room, and then, of course, the third one. What's the third one?
The Secure Home.
The Secure Home. Okay, fine. Well, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and they're among our best sellers. People know something is seriously wrong. They know that America is changing, and an awful lot of people are aware of the fact we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, this is really not a defeatist strategy to prepare, as we fight for our liberty, as we try to do each day. We at least need to prepare for the fact that we aren't winning. I have to be very frank, Stan, we are not winning. We have gained a lot of support. The Tea Party movement has helped the movement grow. Ron Paul's candidacy has done more to wake up many more people, but still, we're not winning because we're up against a powerful combination of forces. Deep inside government, the courts, even within state governments, and these people continue to thwart and use this type of, hidden and sneaky methods that we're seeing now to avoid the problems. We're really headed for a problem, and as I have stated repeatedly over the years, I'm convinced that the only solution for the powers to be out of this debt problem is to start over, and they'll use a war to give them an excuse to do that. But meanwhile, we have to become very principled and help our people be principled in looking for solutions. And the solutions are not simply printing money, whether Congress does it or the Fed. The other solution, which unfortunately is being given a lot of promotion by Webster Tarpley on the Alex Jones Show and Jeff Renz and other places is his promoting of the Tobin tax. This is named for James Tobin, Keynesian Nobel economist. It's a proposed uniform tax on all currency transactions. Tarpley wants it expanded to include all Wall Street transactions, which means that upward of $3 quadrillion is exchanged each year back and forth. That doesn't mean there's that much money in existence, but we're talking about thousands and, in fact, millions of transactions, and that all just adds up. If you tax 1% of that every time it, you know, you're taxing the velocity of money. This 1% yields $30 trillion in annual revenue. Right now, the U.S. gets $2.2 trillion. So they're just euphoric. Oh, this is just great. This is free money. It doesn't hurt these guys to take 1% of their transactions. He claims it will solve all our debt problems and get the money once again rolling in money. Well, he also makes it appear as if no one is hurt by taking the small percentage from the wealthy speculators. And while I would agree that this would target all the wealthy insiders that are the main recipients of the Fed's fiat money, it would also find, or I'm sure that they would be able to find or carve out loopholes for themselves and leave the legitimate traders to suffer the results of this tax. Now, there are many things wrong with this transaction tax. It's been a proposed solution for UN financing, so they don't have to go begging to countries as a tax international financial transactions. But it's not a principled free market solution. It gives more money to government, which it does not need, not one more dime, and it shouldn't have, we shouldn't be giving government more time and exemption from the consequences of their use of fiat money. So the problem really isn't the government doesn't have enough money. The problem is the government is spending way more than the Constitution authorizes. It needs to be forced to spend less, not given trillions more in revenue. Remember, the society's appetite for more benefits is insatiable. We've reached a point of high resistance currently to spending more and more, and we shouldn't be looking for solutions that release those restraints. Besides, as I told Jeff Renz, who was enthused about the prospects of this tax, the more money government has to use unconstitutionally in giving welfare and benefit schemes, the less the chance we'll have of ever regaining control over government because their support group is so large. This is a devastating tax that would far exceed the 1% limit. And that 1% would be applied multiple times in a day, depending on how much time you make trades. The transaction percentage tax is done in total disregard of whether or not you have made a profit in the trade. Even if you lose money in a transaction, you'll still pay the tax. You also pay the tax both ways, buying and selling. That's now 2%. You make 5 trades in a day, and that's 10% of your money. All of these things create huge and perverse incentives against entering into markets. They would create huge black markets, and that's precisely, for example, why a high sales tax or a VAT tax does the same thing and why it drives so many high-end businesses into the ground. You know, on tiny purchases, a 23% tax may not seem like a lot of money, but you go out and buy, you know, a $100,000 yacht, and a 25% tax is $25,000. That's a lot of money. And that's why those businesses go out of business with high VAT taxes, and eventually the political pressure causes them to get an exemption. This transaction tax also destroys privacy, Stan. Everyone would have to use a tax ID number to do any transaction in the markets, so that the tax penalty can be extracted electronically. What a great way to hand to government the power to track all financial dealings. Is that what we really want? Well, all
no,
of this
it certainly
is
isn't. And they will discourage financial transactions. And basically, you would then stop a lot of the trading involved, which is part of our free enterprise system. We'll be back in a moment with Joel Skousen.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343.
Ferris Survival.
Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminds listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I was pretty close talking about this idea of a transaction tax, these large exchanges of money. And after all, why shouldn't these people who have so much money, should they be taxed, you know, so that the common people can have more? Shouldn't we tax the rich? And of course, that's always the plea. That's how they got the income tax through back in 1913. These multimillionaires. If we could, they ought to be able to just, give maybe 1% or 2%, certainly no more than 3% of their vast yearly income to help the poor. And they bought this. People bought the idea. And what happened? We end up with the income tax now, of course, where we are all taxed, or so many of us are taxed. And they came up with a massive federal program to tax the middle class. The alternative middle tax, alternative minimum tax, was sold using the same idea. Do you know there are multimillionaires that don't pay any taxes at all? We've got to have this alternative minimum tax so the rich will pay their fair share. What happens? Well, we got more rich people who didn't pay any taxes, and we expanded the taxation on the middle class. Sounds to me like this will be another one of those scams. Probably end up with a federal sales tax, but go right ahead.
Well, fortunately, all the powers that be know that this tax would really hit them in the pocketbook, so it has very little chance of passing. But, you know, this is typical of Webster Tarpley, who comes from the Lyndon LaRouche side of the political spectrum, which is a socialist crowd with former Marxist associations. These people, while often correct in their criticism of Jane Fonda and big government, which endures them to conservatives, only offer solutions that are socialist. After hearing Tarpley parlay his ideas on Alex Jones and Jeff Wren's show, one subscriber wrote me the following yesterday, that Tarpley, like LaRouche, uses his knowledge of history like a carny man to sell collectivism while constantly bashing those stupid Tea Party people and greatly skew the basic idea and principle of the free markets. Makes it sound like anyone in favor of the free market is without empathy and caring. He said, I heard him the other day with Alex Jones openly stating that his heroes were Franklin Roosevelt and Alexander Hamilton. And that's the same with LaRouche. I've heard that from LaRouche. These are two of the greatest promoters of government expansion. Tarpley, he says, is a strange duck, and I have to view all of them as wolves in sheep's clothing. And I certainly think that LaRouche is a wolf in sheep's clothing. His wife is a full Marxist communist in Europe. And LaRouche continues, of course, to reel in supporters with his executive intelligent review. It's a pretty slick intelligence newsletter, sort of intelligence digest aimed at conservatives, which gets most of its intelligence from Russian sources. And you got to wonder how has he had these links with Russian sources if he's on our side.
And the other thing is, of course, who puts up the money for Lynette LaRouche? You know, this has always intrigued me. And what people don't understand is that Lynette LaRouche was a communist. He was so radical, he wanted to join forces with the Communist Party USA, and the Communist Party USA wouldn't have anything to do with him because he was so radical. So he suddenly became a conservative leader and has been leading misguided conservatives ever since then. Go right ahead.
Well, conservatives are also increasingly enamored with the online TV station Russia Today, or RT. It goes by RT to evade emphasizing its origins in Moscow. Well, the son of a prominent Soviet dissident confirmed to me that every media outlet from Russia is controlled directly or indirectly by the FSB, which is the follow-on name for the KGB. And they use these things for disinformation purposes. RT television delights in giving attention to news stories that are mainstream. Media evades, including conservative conspiracy claims that no other media will touch. That, in turn, is why conservatives are more and more relying on it. But they should be aware that Russia's motives in promoting conservative views are ultimately meant to create a schism within this country and hopefully generate enough radical discontent that the U.S. government will be justified in confiscating American arms. Well, that's what I think they're up to. Well, there are real solutions as well as false ones. Forget about the balanced budget amendment. It will never pass unless it has full of loopholes and exceptions for deficit spending in a crisis. And of course, having a crisis is guaranteed to be forever with us, given that we have government leaders who really use the Hegelian dialectic almost constantly. All we need to do is just hold the line on the debt limit, and it acts just like a balanced budget amendment. You don't have to pass anything. Number two, we should cancel America's $1.6 trillion debt to the Federal Reserve and simultaneously lower the debt limit by an equal amount. That doesn't solve anything long-term, but at least gives some leeway for government to transition if the debt limit is frozen. Ron Paul introduced a bill, H.R. 2768, that does just this. Three, get private employment jump-started by giving every individual or business with less than 50 employees a complete exemption from all labor laws and employment reporting and taxes. Think of all the hundreds of thousands of individuals that would instantly start employing people part or full-time that don't do so now because of all the taxes, financial costs, and accounting. I mean, for years, ever since I got out of hiring anyone clear back in the 80s, because I really got at an architectural firm with about 8 or 9 employees and had to have one full-time employee just to handle all the accounting and the paperwork involved and all of the taxes and the unemployment compensation you have to pay. And then when Carter pulled his inflationary routine and it collapsed and housing collapsed, I was stuck being blamed for having to lay off people, you know, even though it wasn't my fault. So a lot of people like myself just don't hire anybody anymore. And the reason is because of all of these government regulations. And believe me, that'd be the quickest way to jumpstart the economy, is to exempt all small businesses and individuals from those so that people could hire domestic workers, just like in South America, everybody's got domestic workers, millions and millions of jobs. And in today's World Affairs Brief, I list some incredible listing of where to start to cut government. And you wouldn't believe all the programs that are billions and millions, and they just add up to about, $1.2 trillions in dollars of savings immediately. I mean, foreign aid alone would save, by cutting that, $25 billion. Farm subsidies would save $20 billion. And it's incredible that those aren't going to the family farms. Those are going to big corporate farms who really don't need these things.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. We'll talk to you again next week, and thanks very much for being with us. Our guest has been Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here, we're living in difficult times, and believe me, they're going to get a lot more difficult. There is no way in the world that they can maintain the welfare programs we have. With the $75 million baby boomers retiring and 56 million people already on Social Security and Medicare, before long, we'll have 125 million people retired and getting benefits with a workforce of 130 million. Where's the money coming from? Unless, of course, you're going to take all the money or half the money people make just to pay for the Medicare and Social Security on those who are retired. They know the system is collapsing, and, of course, they're going to have to come up with an alternative. I believe Joel is right. They're going to take us into a war, collapse the system, and leave the elderly without the benefits or very bigger benefits. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. And, of course, that's one way of making money. It's an invisible tax. You just create more and more and more money, destroy its value so that the people will have $1 million in the bank. And what $1 million will... won't buy you a cup of coffee. Well, we'll probably won't get that bad, but certainly we're heading into very difficult times. Inflation is 10% now. We'll be probably 15% by the end of the year, 20 to 25% next year. And it doesn't take very many years at that rate simply to erode and destroy the value of our currency. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. Ladies and gentlemen, make your preparations. Make your preparations now. Don't put it off. Certainly, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, so you'll understand what energizes the people who are running both political parties here, because both political parties are controlled by the same people, and all that you see in Washington, D.C. is political theater. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know about Linda and LaRouche, we cover that in my other book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. It's the best book on the politics of AIDS, but when I wrote it, I didn't realize, of course, that AIDS is a man-made disease, and it was designed for population control. But the information in AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, is vitally important to understand the politics of AIDS and the fact that we've never been allowed to really try to stop the disease, why we have 50,000 new cases every year and probably 20 or 30,000 people die, totally unnecessary. The title of the book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Well, of course, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope that you'll want to get our four CD sets on the Dark Awakening. The Dark Awakening, talking about all the people out there who are programmed for Manchurian candidates waiting for the word to be given. People like Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, a victim of CIA mind control, an entire book written about it, about his experience at Harvard, and of course it'll never be covered in the major media, because the last thing they want you to know is they have all these mind control people out there who are going to commit acts of wanton violence in the coming months and years as we head into a period of chaos and crisis. The Dark Awakening, a great 4CD set, and so many more. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology.